Welcome to Season 2, Episode 3 of the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast in partnership with 173012 News and, of course, America's number one favorite news show, Today Now. So, in this TR5 Tech Review in 5, we're going to be talking about the Apple tracking controversy. So, Charlie Jacobs along here with Zach Bouchard. Like I always say, Zach, give us the basics.
Right. So you may remember back in April, Apple announced their Ask App Not to Track feature. And this basically was a privacy feature for users that allowed, it gave users the option to block an app from tracking them. You're probably wondering, well, what does this mean? Basically, an app might get information from your device about you, your activity, about the state of the device, you know, what you're doing on it, or what you're even doing in other apps on your phone. And this helps them provide a better app experience or a better advertisement experience when you have ads within the app.
Right. So you might be wondering, what would you actually see on your end? So essentially, when you download a new app or open it for the first time in a while, update, etc., you basically see a pop-up which would say, allow the name of the app to track your activity across other companies' apps and websites. And below that it says, quote, your data will be used to provide you with a personalized ad experience. So then the two options are allow, which obviously allows it, but this is interesting. The other one says ask app not to track. It doesn't say don't allow app to track. It says ask app not to track. And Zach, I think that's where some of the problem becomes apparent.
Right. And yeah, this is essentially where the whole problem is, because, I'll start out with this. Someone named Johnny Lin, who is a former Apple engineer, and he co-founded the software company Lockdown Privacy. Now, he has called this feature a dud that gives users a false sense of privacy. This is a lot, especially coming from a former Apple engineer. So now let's take a look at what this actually means for users. So many users think that when they're pushing the button, ask app not to track, it literally prevents the app from tracking you. But as it turns out, this is not the case. One of the specific apps on iPhone that has tracked people is Subway Surfers.
Oh, man. So I just want to say really quickly, Zach, before you continue, Subway Surfers, I'm reading this article of the Washington Post, totally calls out Subway Surfers. In fact, right after I read that, I'm not kidding, you saw me do this, I went on my phone and deleted the app because this is extremely disturbing. But Zach, I'll let you continue. But really quickly, an investigation this is what Zach was talking about, the lockdown, the privacy software. So Subway Surfers, they have essentially found that Subway Surfers sends an ad company called ChartBoost 29 data points about your iPhone. This includes your internet address, how much storage you have, your volume level, and your battery level. So Subway Surfers and other apps too are sending all of this information to third-party companies, which is really creepy. But not only that, they found that with Subway Surfers, when you click this do not track feature, it still sends it. So Zach, what were you saying before?
Well, basically I was saying, in a lot of, you know, third-party apps, you see this a lot in third-party apps where people have even reverse engineered the app to see what it collects. And, you know, I read something in a magazine about TikTok collecting very, very specific information about user's location. It gets their longitude, latitude, altitude, information about the battery, you know, and this is just TikTok. Why would it need all that precise information? You know, their address.
Well, the answer, I know it was a rhetorical question, but the answer is so that they can sell it to third-party companies.
It's all advertising, like said, third-party companies. So now let's talk about the iPhone feature. So the company that Johnny Lin co-founded called Lockdown Privacy actually ran a study on this. They specifically looked at Subway Surfers, but they also looked at just third-party apps as a whole. And basically, I'm quoting this, the study says We found that app tracking made no difference in the total number of active third-party trackers. We further confirmed that the detailed personal or device data was being sent to trackers in almost all cases, with the Ask App Not to Track feature turned on. So this basically shows that the feature does nothing. You know,
right, and
not,
I think the question is, you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, this is crazy. What would Apple think? Well, Apple said their official rules say that apps aren't allowed to track people when they say they don't want it. So as that's what Apple says. That's a very simple phrase, and it seems like they're not really enforcing it. So Zach, how are these companies getting away with it? Is there anything users or Apple can do to stop it?
Well, the reason they're getting away with it is because the iPhones can't actually enforce it. You know, you're hitting Ask App Not to Track. It's not literally blocking the information from leaving your iPhone. It's just telling the app, hey, I don't want to be tracked. And Apple actually, an Apple spokesperson released a statement. They said, when the user selects Ask App Not to Track, the app is informed that the user would not like to be tracked by any means, and all developers, including Apple, are required to comply with the user's choice. If we discover that a developer is not honoring the user's choice, we will work with the developer to address the issue, or they will be removed from the App Store. But we're seeing this isn't the case because it's been found that these third-party apps are still collecting data even with this feature turned on.
Right. So when this investigation confronted Apple, Apple said, quote, they're reaching out to the companies to understand what information they're collecting and how they are sharing it. But several weeks after the investigation turned it over to Apple, nothing appears to have changed. So Zach, how does this kind of, this is ironic, isn't it? And this goes against everything Apple's been saying.
Right. You know, I'll bet a lot of people probably recall there was kind of a period where all of the iPhone ads were about privacy. You know, I think now it's more shifted towards like design, features, durability. But there was an era where it was all about privacy. You may have seen like billboards where it said, you know, privacy, that's iPhone. There was another one, what happens on your iPhone stays on your iPhone.
Which is very incorrect.
Right, but in lockdown privacy's findings go against this because, you know, all these ads are very misleading because a lot of the data doesn't actually stay on their device. It goes to carriers, websites, third parties, even
right.
Apple's
once it gets to one third party company, it's just no hope of keeping any sort of privacy.
Right. And, you know, another thing is that I think this kind of makes the whole, you know, just the announcement when they released this feature, it seemed very exciting because I think a lot of users thought that this would literally block the app from sending the information away, but it just asks them. So
the way I would say it is it really just gives them a false sense of privacy. That's the way
put it. It really does. And it makes the whole announcement itself seem less exciting because the feature isn't even doing what it said it would.
Exactly. So, you know, first in a series of recent news about Apple, this time not so great. So we recommend updating to iOS 15 because there are some increased privacy with the new update. That wraps up season 2, episode 3 of the Zachnology Tech Review podcast. Thanks for listening to this TR5, and we'll be back shortly with episode 4. Thanks for listening.
All contents of this podcast copyright 2021 by Zacharlie Enterprises Limited Liability Corporation, all rights reserved. Zacharlie Enterprises has received paid compensation from Spotify Technology SA. Zacharlie reserves the right to use voice messages in the podcast for paid compensation.